Gimel Mishnah Dal. Once they start kneading the dough, question is, are you allowed to take a little break and leave it around before it's going to be baked? So we're going to leave three women that make doughs start making simultaneously. So now you have three doughs being worked on. Two echos doing, then they bake one after the other. So basically what's going to happen is that the first two doughs are going to be waiting for the first one to be finished, baked. Even though there's a break, he says it's all right. No, you should have three women constantly be involved working the dough. Achas losha, the first one kneads it. Achas rechas, the second one rolls it. Achas leifin, the third one bakes it, so it's going to be constant motion. And Rabbi Akiva agrees with that thing, and he says, "Lokal noshim, lokal eishim, kol tanon shovim." You can't rely on the woman, and the heat of the tana, that things are going to be baked fast enough that things won't get covered. So he's basically disagreeing with Rav Gamliel that said we can let them wait around a little bit. This is the way of asking that once the dough is rolled out, we try to minimize as much as we can, and there shouldn't be a break, because since it was worked on, it could become covered quicker. The rule is that if she sees that the dough is starting to rise, then she should put some cold water on it to cool it off, so that shouldn't be machmitz.